Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome, welcome to Relationship Real Talk Tuesdays. I am your girl, Lady Free, and this is Pastor Jay.
Oh, now, she's going to say it for me today, y'all.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. Let me start over. I am your girl, Lady Free.
And I am Pastor Jay.
Okay, y'all, listen. Today, Real Talk Tuesdays, we're going to talk some real talk about part two of what we talked about last week, which is why is friendship so, with a lot of O's, so important. So, listen, we just going to get in it. That's all I have to say. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on back after this. We're going to get in this.
Hey, y'all, listen. We thank you, God. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We bless your name. We thank you for this platform that you've allowed us to be a part of, God. And we just thank you, God, for those who are watching and those who will be watching later, God. Just bless everyone. Bless us, God. And just continue to just strengthen us and build us up, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You just going to jump right into the prayer.
Yeah, yeah. Just no need to wait.
No, everybody, let's pray. Heavenly Father.
So listen, y'all. We just, first of all, we just want to kind of thank you guys who have been supporting us.
Absolutely.
We are on Sunday evenings. We are on Sunday evenings, channel49tv.com. And we hear the show is doing great. This TV show streams to countries around the world.
Yeah.
And, The show is doing really great on the TV, man. So we want to kind of thank those. We give a shout out to Sacred Stone Studios again, y'all.
Sacred Stone Studios.
The guys were holding it down for
us,
y'all.
Absolutely.
And listen, y'all, we are on YouTube. Please, please like and share. Go on there and subscribe to the page,
yeah,
man.
Hit
so
the little
if you miss
notification
out what we
button.
Do, hit the notification button, man. And, you know, we got a lot of things that's coming up, y'all, that we're just going to be sharing with y'all. But with that being said, without any further ado, y'all, we are here Tuesday, but we are recording for live Sunday, tonight, Sunday night.
All right.
Anyway, let's go. Let's
so
get
let's
it.
Let's get it.
Let's get
Come
it.
On. So we're talking about relationships that start with friendship. Why is friendship so important? We had to come back with this one because
after
the
we was
the
getting
podcast,
called on the week, man. People were inboxing us.
Right.
And it was
asking a lot of questions.
Asking a lot of questions, man. So we felt, you know, need
compelled.
To come back. Yeah, we felt compelled to come back with it again. You know, and we know a lot of you are just going to catch it later and some are going to come on now, but it's cool. We're gonna keep going because...
Get it.
Well, first of all, I want to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I want to start with a question. How you doing, Dolores Tucker? I want to start
Mr.
with a question. And this question I was really thinking about on the way here. I want to start with this question. If sex was not a part of relationship, especially in these days and times, would that relationship stand?
Dog, you gonna just jump right in, huh? Just go swimming, huh? Just deep in. You gonna deep in that thing. So if sex was not
if
a part
Steph,
of relationship.
If the cookie was not a part of the menu,
oh my,
would the relationship still stand?
Wow. Okay, Marie Ray, we know you got something, girl.
Baby mama, what's up?
The question is, again,
if sex was not a part of relationships,
uh-huh,
of the dating, yes, if sex was not a part of the dating, would the relationship still stand?
Wow, that's good. Well, shucks. I'm shucksing it. Shucks. Let's jump right in.
That's a good question. I mean,
is.
Really, If sex was not a part, if it was not a part of the relationship, would the relationship be strong enough to stand, especially in these days and time?
Okay, so what made you think of that question?
Marie said probably not.
Probably not.
Because today's society, that's what relationship is about. Sex is what sells on songs, on social media, on IG, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. What is selling? Sex.
Right.
So today, in today's society, in today's relationship, that's really why people do what they do. They do it for sex. So if you eliminated that, because I know some, and here's the thing, I know
Marie
some guys
said in church.
Yeah, that's right. Oh wow, see, that's true, Marie. In church, yes, sex sells because these women that come to church, that they are dressed like that's what they want. They want the attention of something. But the thing, yes, they want that attention. So, but here's the thing: if that was not, no, I know some guys who will not stay in the relationship if they wasn't getting sex.
I mean,
if they wasn't getting the cookie, they would not stay in the relationship. They'll look somewhere else.
It's almost like that's what is expected. That's the expectation.
That's the expectation of relationship.
If you get a nice meal.
If I'm spending money on a meal,
nice
I'm expecting.
You got a little glass of wine or whatever the case may be, then he automatically expects it. If he spends over a certain amount of money, then she going to give me what I want.
So in other words, what happens is a lot of times we do stuff just to get to know somebody physically.
Yeah.
So what we do is we do it for the physical physical reward, the physical attraction.
Yeah.
The physical attraction is what attracts us to the relationship. So what we do is we go for what attracts us.
Yeah.
The physical. So that's what we build on, the physical.
Right.
And that is not the only part of the human anatomy.
Right.
The human person.
So what is the okay, so if sex wasn't there and you don't have friendship, then really, I mean, that's a really deep question to really think about. Like, what do you have? That's why friendship is so important. Because I know some people, well, I don't know people, but I have heard of a situation where a man has diabetes and can't take his has to take his medicine, and that medicine causes him not to be able to have sex anymore. So if you're married even, and you're married to someone who is on that kind of medication. What else is there? Will you guys still be able to get along? Will he know that he has somebody who has his back, who's a ride or die? Or would it be, well, that's really what our relationship is all about?
See, if there was a friendship, then you can substitute for the mishap in that area.
I mean, yeah, you
can substitute.
You definitely have to substitute.
You can substitute, you know what I'm saying? You can use some things that help out.
Right.
You're saying, but it's about helping out. You know what I'm saying? Being kind of being aware of who you're dating. You know, that's why, I mean, even though you're supposed to know those who labor among you, but you're really supposed to know people. You're supposed to get
to
know.
You have to get to know the person.
You got to get to know the person.
Okay, so Maurice Fain says,
I'm back, family. What's up, family?
I would have to say, yo, I'm coming to you as a friend. I'm not coming to you to hurt you or to make you feel any kind of way. That's not my motive. My motive is, the reason why I'm saying this is because I am your friend.
Yeah.
So when you have friendship in the relationship, before the relationship turns into marriage, and even after, is very helpful. Because a lot of people today, it's like they get married because they're in love or because of sex or because they've been together a long time.
Or they legalize their sex honestly.
I mean, yeah.
You some of us get married because, you know, we want to legalize the sex because, you know, we already having it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but when it comes down to the friendship of it, it's like when you have that, then you have something way more valuable. Because what you said something last week about how friends, they don't want to hurt you. They loyal to you. You tell them things you wouldn't tell other people.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and all of that stuff. So when you have that in a relationship, it actually makes it so that the relationship lasts longer.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I don't know why. Because I was listening to
Hey, sis.
Hey, sis. Hey, Q-Choo. What's up, girl?
Ah,
we love you too, Choo.
We love you too.
We love you too. See, friendship is, here's the thing with friendship. Mm-hmm. Friendship is something that is so important. And the reason why it's important is because when you're able to talk, when you're able to kind of get out feelings and get an understanding, you're able to heal. You're able to heal.
Right.
You're able to get off some feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to let some things, you know, let some things out. Because the things is, a lot of times, as I wouldn't say as black people only, but as human beings, when we go through things, we hold on to it. We hold on to it. We harbor on it. We keep it in our inside. We don't share it with nobody. So a lot of times, having a friend or having that friend, we're able to release those things that we're holding on to.
Absolutely.
That we're holding on to.
Yeah.
So it's very important to, it's very important. That's why it's so important to let somebody talk, let somebody express themselves,
mm-hmm.
because you never know the healing that you may be allowing somebody to experience just by the very tool of expression.
I mean, think about that, though, when you don't.
Hey, Kim, what's up, family?
Okay, so I'm going to stop saying when you don't. When you do have the friendship in the relationship.
Hey, Jasmine.
What makes it different when you have the friendship? I mean, because we talked so deep in the car after the podcast. I'm talking about after we were so full off the podcast, we got in the car, and it was so many things. I mean, we was bubbling over with the whole wealth of, like, information, and you were saying some things that were so amazing as far as, like, friendship in the relationship. I want to hear some of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, again, like that's why I was starting again, mm-hmm. saying that we heal, you know, when we allow to express ourselves.
Yeah.
When, you know, when we allow to really be ourselves. See, the thing is, too, there's a level of being able to be yourself in the friendship. Do you know how hard it is to be with somebody and you can't be who you are?
Right.
You gotta hide who you are.
Yeah.
That is the most uncomfortablest thing to ever be a part of, because that's still a freedom of expression. So if you gotta really hold back, when you gotta hold back from who you are, then you're experiencing a level of dishonesty, because now you gotta walk on eggshells.
Manipulation.
You gotta manipulate.
Yes.
Or you gotta try to hide. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it is so important to allow.
And then comes accusation, because now she's saying you moving funny.
But also it's important that we allow people to be who they are, because sometimes us that get into relationships, we try to control what we want the relationship to be. That's not friendship. There's a difference between being friends. What's up, cuzzo?
Because then, okay, so if you're in a relationship, and you can't be, like, one thing I really loved about the relationship when we had our friendship, we started off as friends, and you would tell me some, like, really, like, deep, I mean, you started to trust me as your friend, and you understood mm-hmm. me to be a friend, and as our friendship was being built, you was trusting me with a lot. I'm talking about you was trusting me with child support issues. You was trusting me with past relationship issues. You was trusting me with a lot of stuff, and
because at that point, I was like, you know what? I mean, but you know what, though? It's because I was holding on to that. I couldn't share that with nobody.
Right.
I couldn't share with nobody, because when I shared it with certain people, they thought I was crazy, or they looked at me a certain way. So what I had to do was now go into my little corner, hide again, and harbor these feelings that I didn't know how to deal with.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Friendship is a safe space. That is so true, Quincy.
It
should be a safe space,
right,
for you to be able to share these deep
and
intimate
just
thoughts.
Be who you are.
And because we are in certain relationships that we cannot share our deep intimate thoughts.
Mm-mm.
We are in these relationships dying. We are in these relationships physically dying. We're physically dying. Not only are we physically dying,
emotionally.
We are emotionally dying, and then we're spiritually dying, because what we're doing is we're being in these relationships only now to just fulfill a need, because those needs cover the void that we are holding on to.
Yeah.
So
man.
Now you're not only that, you're spiritually dying, you're physically dying, and you're emotionally dying, holding on to these thoughts.
Holding on.
Holding on to these
and
thoughts.
And it was, and like it, when you started talking to me about your stuff, And I started actually listening, and you realize that's not that's stuff right, that Dwayne. I would throw back up into your face. Like, if we were to have a disagreement, I'm not trying to put do the blame game. Well, you said this, and then throw things back that will cause you to feel like, oh, I can't talk to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and you share it with me. That's how men trust. Men trust by how much they can tell you what's going on, like being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And as if I handle it wrong, then you won't trust me the same anymore.
So what do you think about what Pastor Meyer said?
What did he say?
He said, your differences is what makes your relationship.
The differences is what makes your relationship. You know what? I can agree to that. And I can also say, because you accept the differences of the people you're in relationship with, it lets them know you are there for them and not for yourself.
I believe our differences is natural,
mm-hmm.
because we, you know, men are from what, Venus or Mars, no. and women are from, no. you know, the thing. So we already come in different. It's how we deal with our differences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, somebody's difference may not work for the person that we with. It may not work for that person. So what we try to do is, you know, control what's different about you to make it work. To make it work for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
but, you're trying to make me into who you want me to be.
You're trying to
groom me and make it so that I have to fit into the thing that makes you comfortable
in the
relationship.
Yes.
That's not a friend. Oh, we talk all the time. We have good conversation. But is he accepting you? Or are you just the person that's always saying yes? You know, it's a lot of things that you need to take into consideration. And Dwayne said something very important. He said, can you handle my nakedness?
Yes, yes.
Can you handle my nakedness? If I have issues, and these issues that I have may not, of course, nobody's issues really are that pretty. Can you handle it?
Look what Chiweris put.
Okay.
She said, I wish my generation would talk like this. Everyone's controlling and manipulative.
Uh-huh.
Want you to depend on them, and when you don't depend on them, uh-huh. Finish that out, love. When you don't depend on them anymore, everything changes.
Everything changes.
But you know what, though? Uh-huh. You know where that comes from, Chiweris?
Come on.
Because a lot of them, that's why it's important for you to really understand who you get into and who you get into a relationship with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are missing. First of all, there was never a book for relationship. There was never a university, like a college university, that showed us how to be in relationship.
Yeah.
So a lot of us get into relationship because of what's missing or what we seen at home. You know, dad wasn't there, or we didn't have a model of a relationship. So what we think relationship is for you to need me. For you to need me.
Yes.
And once you don't need me no more, then that's the relationship. And that's, I see that today in a lot of these relationships.
Right.
They think relationship is you needing me and depending on me. So that's what relationship
is. And I'm
going to
make sure you never forget me. So it's going to be a lot of things I overcompensate to do so that you can remember me.
Exactly.
So I'm number one chick. I'm the boss chick.
I'm the number one dude. So
you
ain't going to make it without me. I'm paying your this and I'm doing this and I'm paying for that.
And that's where the manipulation comes in.
And that's where the manipulation comes in. Right. But it's like, no, again, it's a really about being whole in the relationship.
Yeah.
You got to be a whole person so that your wholeness, because again, that's how we came back into our relationship.
Right.
Both of us came in holding a level of fullness.
Oh, wow.
Holding a level of fullness of love, a level of fullness of friendship.
Self.
So when we came, we came in with the same level of not needing from each other.
Yeah.
So we came in giving.
Yeah.
We came in giving.
Yes.
So coming in to give, I receive. Because that's what the Bible tells us.
Come on.
It's better to give than receive.
Right.
So when you give, you're going to receive.
And if I give of myself to you, my intimate space to you, I expect that if you say that you're here for me, that you're going to handle it wisely.
Exactly.
And when it comes to that manipulation and stuff that you're talking about, it's like people today don't really, they're so scared to get into a relationship because they don't know if it's manipulation. Mm-hmm. They don't know if this person is really there there for what they say that they're there for. Exactly. But and of course, you know, we get into deeper into the what we consider deeper into the relationship, and all of a sudden now it's a sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it that, a sexual relationship, because once it becomes a sexual relationship, you then forfeit the thing of having that that pure, the realest relationship. Because mm-hmm. once I start having sex with you, and it's like,
because that's what changes the relationship. Because I used to, I always counsel a lot of young dudes, and I always tell them, and this is why it's so important to not include sex in the friendship part. Because now what you do is, when you have sex, when you intimately become, because what you're doing when you have sex is you're becoming one with that person. Right. So once you become one with that person, and there's no level of commitment. There's no level, and come when I say now. Level of commitment, come that means now. Marriage is in the future
right.
somewhere.
Right.
So there's no level of commitment. What you're doing is you're giving yourself to this person, and you're mixing up all of these different emotions. You're mixing these emotions up, and that is a dangerous place to be in, because now when you feel like, because a lot of times when we give ourselves to somebody, that it ain't nothing else to give. We've given ourselves. And a lot of times, especially ladies, when ladies give themselves to somebody,
right.
then they feel entitled. There's an entitlement now that's set in. Well, I gave you me, so I expect now for you to do.
Well, that's how we're made.
Yeah, but that's what goes on.
Okay, so let's express this. Once you consummate with me, I become wife. That's how God made us.
Mm-hmm.
When we come together and become sexually active, we become one, souls tied together. And
but she didn't let me finish to the period, so she didn't.
I didn't let you finish to the period.
She just
I heard that and had to handle it.
I know, but it wasn't good for you to handle. See, okay. The thing is, understand this. That's why I say that it's so important for us to be in relationships, not for what somebody can do for us,
yeah,
but what somebody can do with us.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a together.
Yes.
It's a what we can do together.
Right.
What we can share.
You said what you
can
do with the person.
Yeah. Not what I can do for you.
Right.
It ain't never, because the only person that can fulfill, because the only person that can fulfill what's missing is God.
Come on,
so Jess. So that's why you should not be in a relationship with a person that for what they can do for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's really, relationship is the goal to ministry. The relationship is the process to the purpose.
Right.
It's the process to the purpose.
Can you handle relation the process?
Relation is the process to the purpose. So if there's no purpose for the relationship, then...
And check it out.
Jump the process.
We say God ordered our steps.
Yes.
One of the steps is friendship. Getting to know that person. He even said in the word that he called the disciples. He said, you are no longer my servants. Now you are my friends. Now I can share with you some secrets.
What did Kim say?
You know I was going to read what Kim
said. Yeah, I know my sister had something.
Kim said, I remember when I went on my own first dates, I would say what foods I wouldn't eat, like pizza, chicken, foods where I had to use my hands. She said, we want to be proper. Use your utensils. Wipe your mouth after every bite.
Uh-huh.
But with your friend, you are free to smack.
That's right.
Drop food. Drop and you food. Feel comfortable what? To crack that crab. Crack them crab legs and get good and dirty.
That's right.
You want marriage where you can be free and expressive, and not be judged.
That's right.
Okay, well, y'all, we might as well just go ahead and... pray out, because that was exactly right.
Pastor Maya said, and you become the helpmeet.
Right. If my husband has an issue and he's willing to give me that intimate place, I have to now know that in order for me to help him, I have to be his friend.
And also, I have to listen. And also, too, here's the thing.
And I have to care.
Here's the thing. We got to really understand why God even created us. So, again, we taint the purpose of relationship. We taint it for our personal own will.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, God set it up so that the marriage can be the model of what's going on in the rest of the world. He set it up that way. So when we taint it just to make it sexual, then there's no reproduction. There's actually the wrong reproduction.
Hmm.
Because what we set into the atmosphere or into the rest of the land is that it's okay to be sexual with somebody that I'm really just here to fill a void with.
Right.
It's okay for me to just be sexual and give myself to somebody I don't even know.
Right.
Because trust me, there's a lot of times that I had sex with the person after the first date.
Uh-huh.
So there was really no purpose for that. It was just
no purpose.
How, and it was really I started making it a point where that was like a challenge of mine. How soon can I get it? But that was the wrong mentality because I started challenging myself like,
because
how soon
I'm
can I get the cookie?
I remember how soon you didn't get it with me.
Yeah, oh yeah. She made me wait.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
She made me wait.
You gonna have to
but
wait,
that is
baby.
So true, Kim. Hey, I'm saying that to say because now I'm going to tie back to what Kim was saying. Because now because here I am trying to fulfill now my little bet on I got with myself.
Uh-huh.
So here I am at the restaurant table when I'm taking them out. I'm trying to, knowing I'm a sloppy eater.
I eat on my clothes all the time. Every time.
I eat on my clothes. I'm always dropping something on my shirt. So I used to get with a girl that couldn't stand that.
Yeah.
But because I wanted the intimacy so bad, I tried to really act like I wasn't a sloppy eater.
Right.
But you know how uncomfortable that was?
But that's okay, because that was training. Because by the time you got back to me, baby, you was doing pretty all right. I used to be like, Lord, this dude is so, like, sloppy. Like, he smack. I don't really mind that you smack, though. I'm good with that. But the dropping the food, he'll go to the store. He'll start eating his meal as he's walking out of the store. It's like my bag all rolled down, and I'm holding my bag, getting ready to get in the car.
Hold on, already eating. You got two comments on it. Pastor Maya says something, okay. And then Chewers came back. She said, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Yes, you did. Sorry, but that's okay. That. No, boo, you good. Because I was just talking about something that was not
okay. Dwayne said, there are things God has given the woman that men do not have, and he will not meet his potential with you, the woman.
Okay, explain that.
Explain that, Pastor Myers.
Because that's
deep for some of the folk on here.
Diving board on that one.
Yeah. That's that. Okay. You went in the 12-foot pole here. The 12-foot pole.
Explaining that, let's go to Chew. She says, but I don't have anything to give, to be honest, but sex. As so he says, I'm in school. And of course, I wasn't financially, hold on, baby. Ooh, that thing. Financially ready to take care of him.
Chewers, run from that nigga.
Okay, wait.
I'm sorry. I got to say it that way.
No, you didn't.
Run. That ain't the right
you
dude.
You just say run.
That ain't the right dude.
She said,
because first of all.
Wait, baby, wait.
I'm going to let you finish because I got something for that.
She said, okay, so let me start again. She said, I'm in school and of course I wasn't financially ready to take care of him. Take that part out. Or even myself. He throws it in my face. Dang.
All the time. But when I dropped all my classes
to buy a car and get a job, that's when everything started changing. He says he took care of everything by himself for 3 years, but me being in college having nothing, what was I supposed to do? Now I feel less of a young woman. How do I find myself again? Wow. Listen.
True. I'm glad you shared that.
This is so real talk, baby.
I'm so glad you shared that, because this is what this is about. First of all, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
You are way more than sex.
Way.
And understand what the Bible says. He that findeth a wife.
Right.
So you're not even married to this guy, first of all, for you to even be in a situation where you are giving you. Because to be honest with you, that is a level of manipulation. That is a level of being manipulated. Because if somebody can sit here and tell you that the only thing that you can do is have sex, that is not true.
And then for him to say, I've been taking care of everything for 3 years, we're not married. See, that's a part of the relationship that when the steps of the Lord, of a good man are ordered. We like the kids when they trying to hurry up and get somewhere, they jump steps. You jump some steps in this relationship because of the simple fact that as a married couple, if he takes care of everything, he is the provider. If I'm in school, we're connected like that. The way it sounds as if you're married to this young man. And if he has a problem taking care of everything while you're dating, talking about I'm doing everything, when he gets married, it's going to be something serious.
No,
because there's going to be some times when you're going to
be a serious breakup, because at the end of the day, if he think, first of all,
oh my,
I'm married and my wife is more than sex to me. She's way more.
Yes, she's
my supporter. She's my biggest supporter.
I am.
She's my biggest She's my prayer warrior.
I am.
She's everything that I could ever ask for in a woman.
I am.
And because of that, I don't have to worry about her being sexual with me. But
he does.
But I'm saying this. I'm saying that all of that to say this: that you never lose yourself for the sake of a relationship. Never give up yourself. That is why it is so important for you to just date.
Dating
is supposed to be enjoyable.
Yes, it is.
It is supposed to be the fun part of courting.
Come on. Because, absolutely.
And I guarantee you, and that was the beginning of the conversation that we talked about. That's why I asked, if it wasn't for sex, do you think a lot of these relationships would last?
Would last, absolutely.
Do you think a lot of these relationships would last if sex wasn't involved? Hmm. And I believe if a lot of us took the sex out, we would really see the motive of a lot of people that's really trying to be with us. And the only thing that he's doing, and I really want to understand, more
about
this situation.
You're going to have to actually give us a call.
Yeah, we're going to have to call you,
Chu. So we can go dig deeper.
We got to dig a little deeper. Because that's not cool for a young man to tell you the only thing you can give him is sex. No, it's not.
Well,
and he don't really understand the purpose of a woman.
He doesn't understand the purpose of
a woman.
He
don't understand the purpose for a woman in his life.
Right.
And probably at his age, he probably won't understand that.
And then the question would be, did you guys even have a friendship? Like, a lot of times when you're the model that you've been given is a husband and a wife. Like, we know you personally, so we know that your grandmother and your grandfather are together. We know that your mother and your father are the example that you see. I mean, your mother and her husband. So when you get into relationships, that was half of my problem. The only relationship type that I knew to be in was me, almost like a wife, and the man that I was with, I did everything that a wife does for him because I saw that relationship model before me because my parents were together. So this is not to say you did anything necessarily wrong for remodeling what you saw growing up.
I really believe, Chu, that what you got really caught in was feeling a void in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man was probably there at the time of vulnerability to help you through some things. To help you get through some feelings or some thoughts that you probably was still dealing with.
And it comes in the form of protection.
And it comes in the form of, this guy is here for me, so provision. I'm going to give myself to him.
Yeah.
And sometimes a lot of guys play on that. Trust me, I know a lot of preys out there that prey on women who are very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. This is how they get into really, hey, auntie, how you doing? And oh, that's cousin, my cousin. What's
and
up,
a lot girl? Of people, a lot of guys and females, I'm not going to say just guys, will only get with you because they know that they can get certain things from you because they need their needs met.
And let me encourage you too, Chu. You are a pretty
beautiful,
young, beautiful
she
princess.
Is.
You are a princess, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, I promise you, if you really allow God to really, truly, mm-hmm. truly get into your heart and in your mindset, I guarantee you, You won't settle. I promise you, you will see it so different, and you will really see now that you're settling. Don't settle.
And you know what else I would have to say to Chu? You have to also remember there is a powerfulness that God has imparted into your life. He has given you something absolutely amazing, a gift, phenomenal singer,
yes.
Anointing of the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And of course, this is how I see it. It's almost like a football game. When that first person gets injured or they did not fulfill whatever they were supposed to do, the coach calls him out and then sends somebody else in. And the whole purpose is to win the game and defeat the other team. Well, you're the other team, and Satan is the coach, and he's sending some opponents in to distract you, to cause a whole bunch of stuff in your life that God never desired for you. So therefore, now you're saying, how do I find myself again? You got to find him where you left him, and that's in God.
Hey, Marquita, Shay,
that's my baby. In God.
Tell my baby I love her. So but look what Pastor Myers said. He explained what he said. We as men have a need for affirmation from our mate.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes from anybody else, it sounds totally different. Men will go to war over the words that comes from his mate. This is why there's no favor like a wife's favor.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Bishop. The bishop.
And you know what? In hearing that too.
But see, like that goes back to what I said about how men trust. Men trust for that effort to know that, hey, what I just shared with you, you're going to cherish it. You're going to give it back. You're going to encourage me. Mm-hmm. You're not going to come and take what I've given you and give it back to me. Not the way God would have you give it to
or
me.
Or as ammunition
you would,
to hurt me.
You would
me.
Give it back as ammunition to have one up on me. So, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
And
so,
then when you, as a friend, when you find those things out about your mate that he reveals to you, or even things that maybe even God reveal you to you or you find out otherwise, you know at that point what to do with that. If you do the wrong thing with it, of course, then that causes him not to trust you anymore. That breaks, that's a break in trust, and that help that basically messes up the friendship. But when you do the right thing with it, you take it and you do the right thing with it, and you encourage him in the places where he's down. You help him to be built up in the places that he helped you to see where these are some areas where I'm weak. These are some, I don't really like telling people this because people think you weak, especially if you are, and I'm just going to say it's a leader or a pastor. Because you're supposed to be strong at all times. People expect
We're human too.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it hypothetically. People expect you to be all knowing, all seeing. They expect your families to be all perfect, because if he can't even do this in his family, then how he gonna tell me this? And you know, we do that to a lot of leaders and a lot of pastors. So a lot of pastors and leaders won't even share what's going on and be vulnerable in their marriages. So if Jesse and I are going through some things, I'm going to hope that he would come to me. And I know I'm going to go to him to straighten out what's going on with us. Because as a pastor, you can't go to just anybody. And a lot of times pastors' wives are very lonely. But if you have that friendship, you can go to each other and say, this is what's been bothering me. This is what's been on my heart. This is what I've been going through. And this is not just pastors. This is people. So she said,
we weren't friends that long. My grandparents sat with him right before I came back to school.
Uh-huh.
They literally told us the enemy will test you guys because of this conversation. And since I've been back to school, Jacksonville, his true colors came out.
Mm-hmm.
All I ever wanted was to obey God and do things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in tears right now because I did settle, but thought I was supposed to fight for my relationship. Watching my mom fight for hers. Wow.
Amazing. But you know what, though? It's not too late. It's not too late. And that's another thing, too. And I know we're talking about
Your mom, I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean, but your mom is a fighter. Your mom is a fighter.
She is.
She's a fighter. She's tough.
Yes.
And you got that tough bread, you got that tough gene in your blood. You got that tough gene in your blood.
Right.
But you're not supposed to be tough. You're a woman. You're not supposed to fight. You're not supposed to fight. See, the thing is, what we don't realize is the battle is not ours. And a lot of times we be fighting and God be saying, okay, well,
if you're going to do this thing, then
let me back up and let you do it. But if you allow God to do it, God will work on you. The way God does it is he brings you through your process.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we go through our process and if some people that we're dating, after we finish and going through what God has finished, we may realize what we were fighting for is not what God had for me.
Come on now.
Not what God had for me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when God took us through our process,
right,
when we came back together, it was easy. It wasn't hard.
And anybody that know us knows.
It was not hard.
Right.
And I hear a lot of people say this all the time. Man, marriage is the job. Marriage is work. Man, it's not. Marriage is purpose. Purpose is not a job. Purpose is something that God has given for us, that God has a plan for us.
I think what has happened was because more social media, commercials, friends, you know, people in this world, they're pushing what relationships are more than what the Christians are pushing and being an example of what a true relationship is, that they don't have anything to really balance out what to what examples to look at. It's like, so they are like, people push sex. I remember when we were dating, when I was in the dating world, I didn't really know what dating was. It's not being taught. So we're making all of these mistakes.
Yeah.
And then we get into marriage for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Well, or we get into marriage thinking that or saying it is God when it's really what we wanted God to sound like. Mm-hmm. You know, it really wasn't him if we had listened. And then we get married, and now that we're married, we say it's hard. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that marriage was the easiest thing ever. But what I am going to say is, as we continue to do what God has called us to do and certain things he was showing us, it got easier.
That's right, Pastor Miles.
It got better.
That's right.
The cultivation that you did for our conversation,
yes,
for our relationship, God literally downloaded, and that's what the word people using today. He downloaded different formats and formulas that he was using and telling us and sharing with us so that we can build our marriage.
But here's the thing, like I said, the reason why I say that is not hard, because if you look at the marriage that was in the Bible with Adam and Eve, it wasn't, God didn't design that marriage to be hard. What we do in a marriage, because we want
to enforce. It wasn't designed to be hard, right?
Yeah, it was not designed to be hard, so it's not supposed to be hard. What makes it hard is us. We make it hard because we trying to force our will. And a lot of times, even before marriage, like I want to say to my cousin on here, Aisha's sister on here, Teresa.
Hey,
a lot of us use sex to keep that person. So sex is used as a tool to manipulate as well. So if you only become a sexual object in a relationship, then that's a form to use to either keep a person there or to manipulate a person.
And neither one of them is going to make
And Dwayne Pastor Meyer said, that's true. How can two walk together except they agree? If you have your own purpose for what a relationship is, and you come in with somebody who have their own purpose for what it will not,
it's not gonna work.
You guys have to have the same mindset. Even though you were two different people, you gotta have the same mindset. That's why it is so important. It is so important for us not to fight for somebody, to fight for a relationship. We should not fight for it, because what we're doing is we're fighting for that person's idea of the relationship to be the same as mine.
Uh-huh.
That's where the fight comes in at. You need to see what I'm saying, because if we do it this way, such and such. So that's where the struggle comes in at, because we are trying to make this person what we believe in our will,
yeah,
instead of really lining up with God so we both can have the same purpose with him.
Right.
With him.
And see, when you said about the will, that made me go back to not my will, but your. I truly believe that God has been trying to get something into our hearing for the longest time. I'm talking about his children. I'm talking about those who have accepted Jesus Christ into their life. I believe that the Holy Spirit living inside of you have been trying to commune with you and guide you to help you understand what God's will is for relationships, but we have tuned him out. We're big on preaching, and we're big on counseling, and we're big on doing all of these things, but we need to sit down long enough for him to tell you what it is that God designed marriage to be like. So once we understand the design, then it won't be hard.
That's right.
Because we make it hard.
That's
because
right.
we want you to hear us. You gonna listen to me. We gonna work this thing out. You did this, and then all of this and this and this and this causes him to flee. And when he flees, somebody else is gonna get in his ear and say whatever it is that he needs to hear at the time. And that's when a whole bunch of confusion starts.
Kim said, there's a difference in fighting to stay in a marriage than trying to stay in an unhealthy relationship. That's true, Kim. There is a difference between fighting to stay in an unhealthy relationship and fighting to be in a marriage. But that I also say this, though. The battle is not ours. The battle is not ours. It's God's. I was talking to somebody today about being in a relationship that she's fighting to be in.
Mm.
And again, and I believe that God shows us the, I believe God shows us the end, because it's God works backwards.
Yeah, come on.
God works backwards. Yeah. So he shows us the end, and then he brings us to the through the process to get to the end.
Yeah.
But he works backwards. So a lot of us will see certain things, and we will still ignore what God showed us.
Right.
And so we get into situations knowing, because I promise you, Maya Angelou said it best. When a person shows you who they are, believe them.
Believe them.
And a lot of times what we think, because I did it before. I'm a witness.
Yeah.
I felt like I was powerful enough to change this person.
Yeah, you felt I like felt that
I was
dude.
Good enough. I felt that I was good enough and charming enough to change this person.
Uh-huh.
But you can't do it. You can't change nobody. You can't do it. I'm telling you, you can't do it.
And you said something that struck a picture in my head. You said you thought you was good enough and charming enough. Only thing that's charming out there is a snake. Whenever somebody is charming, too charming,
that's right.
Then you better look behind that thing to find out why he's so charming. Because ain't nobody that charming. When you trying to do it yourself and you have to become something that you're not to try to manipulate. And make somebody,
you can't change
and make
nobody.
Somebody be what you need them to be, then that's a problem. That's a problem.
We can't. Yeah, we just got to stay with
you. So listen, how much time do we have? Okay.
Okay, good. We got a couple more minutes,
it's
y'all.
It's important, y'all. I'm going to go back to what I was saying. It's important. Get to know the... We get in
that
relationships
is so, true, Kim.
So that we can be in love. We need to get
that's
into...
Right.
We need to form friendships
that's
with people.
Right, Dad.
Get to know them first so we can find out if they're worthy of our love. We should be teaching... And this should continue on. This should go viral. That we need to start teaching our young boys and girls, stop getting in relationships to be loved.
For sex.
And that's what that's why we give away sex a lot of times. Because we want to be loved. And
our
we
love
think
cup
that
is
equals
empty.
Love.
Yeah, our love cup
but
is
we
empty.
But we need to start teaching our girls especially, but our boys and our girls, we need to start teaching them, get into relationships with people just to find out who they are. Because once you find out who they are, they will show you their heart. And stop trying to act like, well, I hear this, oh, he a good guy. Oh, it's a lot of good guys out there.
But that don't mean he's a good guy
but
for
he,
you.
Come on, that does not mean he's the good guy
just
or
a good
he's
just
girl
a good
for
guy.
You. Because
he
once
has
you
to
get
have purpose
married,
for your life. Because again,
come
God
on
made
purpose.
Him a helper
suitable
for him.
Because
so
there
that
was
means,
purpose.
Because there's purpose. So that means as a woman, you fit into the purpose of that man.
I got
and it is way more than just sex.
It is way more
it
than
it is way
that.
More than just sex. You fit into the purpose of that man.
Because
you are the helper.
And I'm not trying
the
to
the Holy
be,
Ghost.
I'm not trying to be. Well, look, I'm not finna disclaim it because this is real talk. If truth be told, a lot
that's
of
right,
females will say the sex is not all that great. A lot I have
if
talked
you
to
keep
a
it real.
Lot. I talked to a lot of females that say, well, it's the sex was not all that great. So it's like it's not about the sex. It's about getting to know
that's
the
right.
core of who this person is. Is this person worthy of your future?
Pastor, I'm sorry, babe. You saying something great.
Okay.
But
come
Pastor
on.
Chris Burton, overseer Chris Burton said, the partnership, I say slash friendship, in the relationship is the glue that will keep the relationship together when the passion runs out.
Wow.
That is so profound,
wow.
Professor. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow, buddy.
Listen, let me tell you something. It was plenty of times.
Yes.
Where I was really not feeling hearing what this man had to tell me. Because, like I said last
that's
week,
right.
he cuts sometime when he speaks. He says straightforward to the point, it's going to hurt your feelings sometimes. But at the same time, as a true friend, I had to hear him through the ears. And this is marriage, y'all. I'm telling
yeah,
you. I had marriage. To hear him through the ears of a friend.
Yeah.
I had to say, okay, because we established a friendship. Now, mind you, when we got before we got married, we were friends or what I thought the definition of friends were. And at some point I realized this is not a friendship I need in my life. This dude is too hard. I can't do this. That's when we broke up. I don't know if you broke up with me. It don't even matter. We could not be together. But I know at some point, and it was tough because I did the same thing. I was trying to fight for this relationship. It was like, I know this a good guy. I had to realize, no, I got to know him. He cool, but he not for me. Because it was just too much friction. It was too much arguing. It was too much. And it almost got volatile a couple of times. And I don't do the volatile because I'm not the one.
My cousin said, and she's being vulnerable with what she's saying. Uh-huh. She said, we were looking for the love of our father when we didn't have when we was young. And that's the void that we were talking about, cousin. Mm-hmm. The void that was being that we trying to fill in the relationship is from what was missing in our childhood.
Right.
That's where a lot of our behaviors that we learn, that we adapt as we get older, mm-hmm. those behaviors came from what was lacking in our life as a child.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you got to understand that you have to still fulfill who you are in God first. Because a lot of times you'll pretty much know, you know, when you really trying to fill a void or you know something is missing because that relationship you in is not healthy. It is not healthy at all.
It's not the one.
It is not healthy. And a lot of us do, like Kim said, we fight to stay in these unhealthy relationships by using sex.
Right.
By using the very thing that will mess up the relationship even more. Yes. Because at the end of the day, when you give yourself to somebody, you're not getting nothing back in return.
And women, we are receivers.
And you're receivers.
And it's a lot of stuff, even, I'm talking about physically, let's go natural here. It's a lot of stuff naturally we receive. Men deposit. Some of these men don't bathe good. And I'm just being honest, because we have young people online. Some of these, we don't think about that. They not really bathing, and they got that little gnat bread and stuff like that. And you let them deposit that. You know what I'm saying? This is some stuff we're not teaching. So we go straight to sex. You don't know if he wearing the same underwear 2 and 3 and 4 days at a time. This is real talk. We're not talking about the real stuff. And I don't even know why I went in this direction. But it's necessary. We are allowing these men to deposit. And this is the most precious, most valuable thing God has given. Mine ain't like nobody else's, and nobody else's ain't like mine. It's like a fingerprint God gave a woman. Nobody is the same. Yet we trying to go out here and give ourselves away, the most precious thing God gave us, away freely, just to receive a love that we're not going to receive, because only that love comes from God.
That's right.
When you go to God, he will say, this is who you are. This is why you like this. This is what you need to do. And then when somebody else comes along, because your heart is in the hand of God, he gonna have to ask permission from God to take it.
And two, and then we gotta go, y'all. But two, I'm gonna say this. A lot of times, two, we don't even love ourselves. We get in relationships Mm-mm. and don't even love ourselves, and expect somebody to love somebody who we don't even know who we are, our own self.
So how can you
be in a relationship and you don't love yourself, you don't even know who you are, and you expect that person to love that person?
That's part of why friendship is so important.
That's why friendship is important.
In friendship, you find out, how does that person love themselves? Because that was one of the first, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. If I'm on an airplane and it's starting to go down, they say first, save yourself. And once you get the air you need, you can help somebody else. Mm. But what we do instead is we see people and we get in relationships with people that don't even really love themselves, because now we're going to love them to health. Now we're going to love them until they become the man that I know he a good man. No, it doesn't work like that.
As of today, y'all, we're going to declare and we're going to speak this thing into existence. These ladies that's online, everybody that's online today, I want you to declare, I will love myself.
I will love myself.
I will love myself.
Come on.
I will allow God to even be the father that was missing in my life.
That's good.
I will allow God to be the mother that was missing in my life. I will allow God to heal these hurts so that I can become the helpmeet that he's made me to be purposely for a purpose.
For the man that finds me, not the little boy. For the man that
finds me.
Not the little boy.
Is, the Bible says when he findeth a wife. It didn't say he was finding somebody that was getting herself together. It wouldn't say he was finding somebody that was trying to fill a void. It didn't say that he said he was going to find a wife. So that means you have to be that when you are found.
When
so if you
found.
Don't feel like you're ready to be a wife, then you're not ready to date.
And some females feel like they're ready to be a wife because that's what...
Because see, that's what they've seen.
But we've
but
always...
when they get into the situation, it is a totally different thing.
But we've always acted as though it's just the women that didn't have their fathers that had the issue. I had my father, and my issue was I treated every man as if we were married. So some women want to be married. And so because of that, they model in their relationship, so they stay too long. They do fight. Because you've seen the longevity in the relationship that was modeled before you. So you fight for it. Yeah. And that right there, when you're in a relationship, there is no way you should be modeling what a marriage looks like. That's not the step. The step when you're in a relationship is to find out who it is that you're desiring to connect your future
That's
with.
Right.
To connect your purpose with.
Listen, y'all, we thank y'all for joining in with us today. Man, listen, y'all follow us on YouTube. We are on Sunday nights, channel49tv.com.
Channel49tv.com.
49 TV, man. We thank y'all for logging in. We're here every Tuesday, y'all. Every Tuesday. If you got any questions after this, go on. Please, I'm trying to transition everybody to this page, Shift Movement 2021, so that you can really get the full, the full, actually, how it looks and how it goes is much better than... You know what I'm saying? But we just thank y'all for logging in.
And
share, like and share, like and share.
Make sure, listen, make sure you guys, like he said, like and share. The way the message is going to get out is if we share the message with other people that we love. If you could think about anybody that's in a type of relationship and they need to hear the things that's being said, if you think of any questions, go to Shift Movement 2021 throughout the week. We read the questions. We'll come back talking about something that you put on the Facebook page. Shift Movement 2021. Y'all, this is a real movement.
A lot of y'all showing the hearts. We thank
this
you,
is a real movement. God has shifted.
Show the heart. Show the heart.
He said he is not where he used to be.
All right, baby. Okay, we gotta
come. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she went back in and we trying to end it. We gotta go.
Okay. All right.
So listen, y'all. May the Lord watch between me and Dee while we absent, one from another. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Kia. We love y'all.
We'll see you back next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, y'all.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.